Let's talk about spouse. We've been speaking the last couple of weeks, and this is maybe we'll have one more on just the general topics as far as achilas meiser sheni. I have my meiser sheni. I separated my truma and my meiser. I gave my bikurim already, and now I have my meiser sheni, and I'm bringing it to Yerushalayim. We spoke about the status of meiser sheni, mamon hedyo, mamon gavoa, what exactly that means, why you're going to Yerushalayim in the first place. The last couple of weeks, we've spoken a little bit about the achila of meiser sheni itself. We spoke a couple weeks ago whether there's a mitzvah to eat meiser sheni. If there is a mitzvah to eat meiser sheni, is it part of a different mitzvah? Is it an independent mitzvah? Last week we spoke about how the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Meiser Sheni that you can eat Meiser Sheni, you can drink Meiser Sheni, you can even anoint yourself with Meiser Sheni. And we spoke last week about the status of anointing in general, Sicha, Kishtia, what exactly the status of anointing in general. I want to speak today about one element of the eating of Meiser Sheni, in particular how it relates to, how it compares to Kachim Kalim. We spoke about in the past how we eat both Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and Kachim Kalim, there are certain kinds of karbanos that, like a carbon shlamim, that not only Kohanim can eat, but regular Jews can also eat Kachim Kalim. And Kachim Kalim also you have to eat inside Yerushalayim. If you look in the Mishnah, Maseches Kalim, Lif Mishnah Ches, source number 6 on the sheet, the Mishnah tells us that they're really very, very similar. Lifnim min hachoma, that inside the walls of Yerushalayim, that is where it's even more holy than outside the walls of Yerushalayim. And inside the walls of Yerushalayim, what's more holy? The Mishnayos and Kehillim there are listing us degrees of Kedusha of places. Outside Yerushalayim is one degree of holy. Inside the walls of Yerushalayim is more holy. How do we know it's more holy? She'ochlim sham kachim kalim u'maiser sheni. That in that location, you eat both kachim kalim, regular karbanos, like a regular Yisrael can eat a carbon shlamim there, inside Yerushalayim, inside the walls. And so too, a regular Jew who brings his Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, he can eat it there also, as long as it's inside the walls. The Rambam even writes explicitly like that also in Hilchos Meiser Sheni. The Rambam in, I think it's Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Yeah, the Rambam writes, Meiser Sheni Nechal Levaylov Lifnim Mechomos Yerushalayim. As long as you're inside the walls, that's considered to be the location in which you're allowed to eat, in which you're allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Okay, and the same thing is true, the Rambam in source number 8, there's a Losa say, eating Kachim Kalim, and I'm not allowed to eat Kachim Kalim outside the walls of Yerushalayim. The walls of Yerushalayim, what determines where I eat Meiser Sheni, the walls of Yerushalayim determine where I'm allowed to eat the Kachim Kalim. That is the general, that's the general basic dina. Both of them, and this is why it makes sense, are quoted in the pasuk. The Torah tells us, you have to eat Meiser Sheni, and you have to eat those Kachim, Lifnei Hashem. So what's called Lifnei Hashem? So Lifnei Hashem here means inside the walls of Yerushalayim. Tosfos points out in Maseches Zvachim, what is the Chora, a Davar Pashat, Chaim Kanievsky in the Bir Halacha and Derech Amunah here on Hilchos Meiser Sheni also points out, quotes these Tosfos in, so the point is the phrase Lifnei Hashem is a little bit of a loaded phrase. Or at minimum, it does not always have the exact same meaning. The Torah invokes Lifnei Hashem in a lot of contexts. Sometimes that may mean specifically in the Mikdash Lifnei Hashem. But what Meiser Sheni and Kachim Kalim share in common is that there, when we speak about Lifnei Hashem, we really mean inside the walls of Yerushalayim. But not every case, every place where we see Lifnei Hashem doesn't mean in the walls of Yerushalayim. It could mean in the Mikdash. Could even mean more, you know, different harabayas, questions like that, as far as what the definition actually is of Lifnei Hashem. Rav Yoel Amital, my roommate, I don't know what it is, wrote a great article on the Geder Achilas Meiser Sheni V'Kachim Kalim Lifnei Hashem. It's a great article. If any of you have a lot of time, you want to work your way through. But he points out also that the phrase Lifnei Hashem is found in a lot of different contexts. It's found by the Se'irim and Yom Kippur and Vidui Meiser and Meiser Sheni and eating Kachim Kalim and Yechiel's Bechor and all those things. But he says it's very, very clear. It's Eino Shavah Bechor Achas, Min HaMitzvos. Some are not. As an example, we're told that you have to Shecht, the Kachay Kachim, Lifnei Hashem. That means on the northern part of the Mizbeach and the Azara and Tzafon. But different things, different cases, that's at least a little bit of an introduction as far as where you're eating it. So I'm going to Yerushalayim, that means inside the walls. That is not, again, to clarify, that is not the walls that we have around the Old City. Not the Shar Yafa walls. If you go within the Old City, so there's like a place, I don't know, I'm not holding enough in the Old City. I don't go there as often as I should. I'm even embarrassed to say sometimes I go out to Eid Mamilla and don't make my way inside even the Old City. I'm in the Musri mode after my Musri Shmuz, and I'm being mechazik myself with that. But there are walls inside, and that those are the old walls of Yerushalayim. Let's make it Yerushalayim. There is an interesting question, and this is going to be our chakira for the night. Are they really the same standards, Meiser Sheni and Kachim Kalim? When we say that they both have to be eaten with inside the walls of Yerushalayim, are they really very similar? They both say Lifnei Hashem. They're quoting the Mishnah and Kalim. Same way. Or are there? Is it possible there are differences between what it means that Maaser Sheni has to be eaten inside Yerushalayim and Kachim Kalim? Now, Misvara, we would point out, this is not the first time that we've seen evidence about a relationship between Maaser Sheni and certain Karbanos. The Ramban writes that the mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni is the same mitzvah as eating Kachim Kalim. In that sense, it's not surprising if they'd be the exact same. Maaser Sheni may even be a form of Kachim Kalim. It's like a Karban. It's the Karban that we bring and we eat, and we're like the Kohen, as we spoke about in some of the earlier weeks, on the one hand. On the other hand, for many we've shown him, maybe there are differences. For many we've shown him, there are different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah called eating Kachim Kalim and a mitzvah called eating Maaser Sheni. And maybe there really are distinctions. They're quoting the Mishnah together. Because technically, generally, they're all done with inside the walls of Yerushalayim. But maybe, in fact, there's a little bit of a difference between them. The starting point for exploring this, and it does appear to be a Machlokas HaRishonim, is a Sugya Maseches Makos on Daaf Yud Beis. Senior of high school, the great schus of being Messiah and Makos together. At a winter kollel event, for those of you that are really spend way too much time on Google, exactly, that would be someone who works in the army with a lot of time on the internet, I guess. Oh, that's true. That's all. Exactly. Yeah, some more time on ESPN. Okay, is a sugya Maseches Makos on Daf Yud Beis. The Chazal speak about in the Gemara Maseches Makos, and as well as the Mishnayos and Maseches Maaser Sheni, when something has to take place in a particular area, and you have a tree that's located in one area, but all of its branches and all of its leaves are going into a different area, so how do we define the primary location of a place? The Sugya Maseches Makos is talking about a second parak. We're talking about a Ir Miklat. In an Ir Miklat, if you killed by accident, I go into an Ir Miklat, no one can hurt me. If you leave the Ir Miklat, then the Goel Hadam, the blood avenger, a relative of the person that you killed by accident, is allowed to kill you. So, what's the din in the following case? You have a tree that's located in the Ir Miklat, and its branches go outside the Ir Miklat. Or, you have someone whose branches are, the tree is outside the Ir Miklat, and its branches go inside the Ir Miklat. What exactly is the status, what exactly is it really defined by? We have a similar question when it comes to Maaser Sheni. The way many of you sort of understand it, I have a tree, and there are branches. What if the tree is inside the chomos of Yerushalayim, inside the walls of Yerushalayim, but the branches go over? Can I sit on top of those branches? The Rambam learns it more literally, but for most of you, can I sit on top of those branches? Is that called outside of Yerushalayim? Or the base of the tree is inside Yerushalayim? Or the flip side? Outside and inside, what exactly would its status be? So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Maaser Sheni, the Gemara Makos understands this really is sort of a Machlokas HaRishonim. But the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Maaser Sheni, for some reason it is not on the sheet, and wouldn't that be so convenient if it were? And the Mishnah tells us, it's quoting the Gemara Makos though, Mikneged HaChoma V'lefnim K'lefnim, Mikneged HaChoma V'lachutz K'lachutz. It depends on where you really are. If I'm on the side for the Chamim, which is inside the wall, I can sit on top of the branches inside the walls and I'm good to go. That's what the Gemara tells us. If you're outside, even though the base may be inside the walls, you're really not good to go. What the Gemara essentially establishes, to cut to the real chase, is that for Maaser Sheni, if there's a tree and there are branches that are inside the walls, you're allowed to eat your Maaser Sheni on top of those branches. How come? Because I'm inside the walls of Yerushalayim. That's called inside the walls of Yerushalayim. That's the halacha. Okay? Tosfos comes along to ask Akasha. Tosfos says, but don't we have a Gemara Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to eat your Karban Pesach and you're not allowed to eat Kachim Kalim on top of the Gagin, looking over Tovus over here, Gemara Pesachim and Pehei, the Gagos, Lonis Kachu, that roofs inside Yerushalayim, I can't eat Karbanosan, because the roofs were not sanctified with Kedushas Yerushalayim. So ask Tovus the following question. If the only thing which is holy in Yerushalayim is the ground of Yerushalayim, but on top of rooftops that was never Niskades B'Kedushas Yerushalayim, and that's why I'm not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, and that's why I'm not allowed to eat Kachim Kalim on top of roofs in Yerushalayim. So how come you're allowed to eat Maaser Sheni on top of the branches? Isn't that also called eating essentially on top of roofs? Clarity in the question? One, two, and... So if this were the morning, we'd probably break down a lot of assumptions in those questions. A lot of assumptions there. We're equating being on top of branches to being on top of a roof. Is that so obvious? We're equating Kachim Kalim, whatever we say about Kachim Kalim, to Meiser Sheni. We're making some assumptions here. There are three answers that we will share from Rishonim. Tovos and Makos, we'll say the first answer. The second day in Tovos, it's hard to know exactly what they mean, and different Rishonim and Achronim have different theories. Tovos' first answer is as follows. Reinterpret the Mishnah and Meiser Sheni. Roofs and honestly branches are not Kadosh, B'Kedushas Yerushalayim, and you're not allowed to eat on top of them. Why am I allowed to eat on top of the branch? It says Tosfos. Because these branches are very small. And they're not significant enough, they're not big enough that we would call it like a roof. It's a small, insignificant thing I'm on top of. It's not nikva, its own reshus. It doesn't get its own status. And it's ki'il, you're on the ground. Technically you're on a branch. Halachically you're not. A rooftop is significant enough. It's big enough, you're on a rooftop. That's called no longer being on the ground. Tosfos gives that answer. Essentially what Tosfos is saying is the following. Kachim Kalim and Meiser Sheni have the same standards, and for both of them you can't really eat on a rooftop. The only difference is that on top of branches, if they're small branches, that's not significant enough to be called like a hefsik. It's ki'ilu, I'm sitting on the ground. That's Tosfos answer number one. The Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says, I have a different answer. I'm not going to reread Meiser Sheni. I'm going to reread the Gemara and Psachim. You think you can't eat Kachim Kalim on top of rooftops? You're allowed to. Rooftops are also Kadosh. Oh, the Gemara says that you can't? That's one day in the Gemara. But in truth, as long as you're within Yerushalayim, the rooftops are also Kadosh. So why can I eat Meiser Sheni on top of branches? Because just like I can eat Kachim Kalim on branches, I can also eat Meiser Sheni on top of branches. That's the Tshuvas HaRashba. Tosfos and the Tshuvas HaRashba differ in a certain sense, but they both are not being mechalik between Kachim Kalim and Meiser Sheni. They're assuming they're the same. If you could eat Kachim Kalim on rooftops, I can eat a carbon Pesach on a rooftop, I can eat a carbon Shlomim on a rooftop, I can also eat Meiser Sheni on a rooftop, and if I can't, I can't. And they're really all considered to be the same in that respect. Comes along the Ritva, as well as Tosfos Shantz. The Aruch Lener and Makos claim, this is the real pshat in the second day of Tosfos, that the Ritva says, quote Tosfos saying, Lo kasha, de bipsachim v'kachim kalim hu sheikh miru bekach, v'lo b'meiser hakal. Says Tosfos, says the Ritva the following, the name of Tosfos. Meiser sheni, you're allowed to eat on the rooftop, you're allowed to eat on top of branches, it's like a rooftop, you're all good to go, but kachim kalim and pesach sheni, you're not allowed to eat. How come? We're more makel by Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, we are more makel with. Okay. What's the pshat in the Ritva? Number one, what we see is that unlike the other days of Tosfos and the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Ritva says Meiser Sheni and Katzim Kalim, even though they're both quoted in the Mishnah and Kalim, that they can both be eaten dafka inside the chomos of Yerushalayim. It sounds like they're similar. They really have different standards. They really have different standards. If you look in the Ritva on one level, what would you say? Well, one of them is more machmir and one of them is more mekel. How do we see one of them is more machmir and one of them is more mekel? I'll give you one example where you see it. The Brisker Rav speaks about this. The Rambam is mechalik. It's clear in halacha. The Rambam says, "Nochus Meiser Sheni." You're not allowed to take Meiser Sheni or Kachim Kalim outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. It's an Isser Yotzei. You can't take it outside. However, if I take out Kachim Kalim outside of Yerushalayim, outside the walls, it's now puzzle to eat. You can't bring it back in and eat it. Meiser Sheni, we're more makel. You take your Meiser Sheni, you bring it outside Yerushalayim, it's usher, but if you bring it back in, you could still eat it. Yotzei does not paslet. As a Ritva, we're more makel. Just like we're more makel with Yotzei, we're more makel here also. Okay? That's one way of saying it. It's a question of kulas and chumras. That's the pashtas. The Gvuras Yitzchak, or Yitzchak Sirotskin, has the following, you'll be in Lakeland in 2 weeks. Has the following vort. He says, I think you could say it in a more fundamental way. Now, in truth, the real chiluk he's saying is a chiluk in many ways, which is already in the Brisker Rav, Meseches Tmura and Daf Chaf Aleph, as well, really in much greater length, the Brisker Rav and his Perish Al Torah and Parshas Re'eh. And it starts as follows, says the Gevurah Yitzchak. There are two different psukim about the need to eat inside Yerushalayim. In Parshas Re'eh, it says, In Parshas Re'eh, it says, you have to eat Ma'aser Sheni and Kachem Kam Lifnei Hashem. Okay, gotta Lifnei Hashem. But there's another pasuk that's only found in the context of Kachem Kalim. That pasuk is, you have to eat in the Makom Tahor. You have to eat in a certain kind of place, which is pure, and that's an additional pasuk that teaches us that you have to eat Ma'aser, that eat Kachem Kalim inside Yerushalayim. So Ma'aser Sheni has one pasuk, eat in Yerushalayim Lifnei Hashem. Kachem Kalim has two psukim, Lifnei Hashem, as well as the Makom has to be Tahor. The Makom has to be Kadosh. Says the Gemara as follows. This is the real pshat in the Ritva. Being inside the walls of Yerushalayim, that's called Lifnei Hashem. You're inside the walls of Yerushalayim, that's called Lifnei Hashem. For Ma'aser Sheni, as long as you're inside the walls of Yerushalayim, that's called Lifnei Hashem. You're good to go. However, Kachim Kalim requires additionally a Makom Tahor. That requires also a place that is Kadosh with an additional level of Kedusha. It's not about being close to Hashem, but where we actually miskadesh it. Was it Kadosh with the Kedusha? And that's where he says that's really the Pshat in the Ritva. It's not Chumrah versus Kula. Ma'aser Sheni, you're inside the walls of Yerushalayim. You're on the branches inside Yerushalayim. That's called Lifnei Hashem. You're close to Hashem. You're in Yerushalayim. But for Kachim Kalim, it's not enough to be Lifnei Hashem. For Kachim Kalim, what do you really require? Makom, that's Kadosh also. And there, Tosfos says, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, we were not actively Mikadesh the rooftops in Yerushalayim. The rooftops in Yerushalayim are Lifnei Hashem, but their places are not fully sanctified with the same degree of Kedusha, and that's why you can't eat Ma'aser Sheni there. That's the Mahalach of the Gemara Yitzchak. The Griz understands, in light of a Gemara in Temura, that relates to the Psul Yotze. Because Ma'aser Sheni is fundamentally about eating it Lifnei Hashem, he thinks it's a question of where you have to eat it. If I take it outside, it's not the biggest deal. I can bring it back inside and eat it. Part of the Makom issue, says the Briska Rav, that you have Daf Kachem Kalim, is that you have real Mechitzas and real Makom, and when you've been Mafkia it from that Makom, that's where you've really sort of like posled it as a result. That second din about the Psul Yotze comes from the second Pasuk. If you got that, great, great. If not, it is really considered to be all wonderful. Let's just chazer what we said thus far. I don't know how long we've been going on for, because I've been talking for a while, but let's see. Okay. We've seen thus far as follows. Just be hopefully clear. Ma'aser Sheni is eaten inside Yerushalayim, inside the walls of Yerushalayim. So are Kachim Kalim. So are those karbanos that are eaten carbon by a regular Jew. A regular Jew can eat a carbon shlamim. I bring an animal, I say, Cohen gets some, Mizbeach gets some, and I get some. You could all eat a Lifnei Hashem inside Yerushalayim. One mahalach is to say that they're all really the same. They're all really the same. The other mahalach is to say, which the Ritva suggests, and the Gemara Yitzchak elaborates on, the Gemara Rav elaborates on, that maybe they're really very different. Maybe they're really very, very different. And that it's all we care about for Ma'aser Sheni is a Lifnei Hashem. And all we care, and for Kachem Kalim, there's an additional halacha, the makom has to be Kadosh. The Briska Rav, this I will give you, it's a nice Briska Rav explains the Hava Mina in the Gemara in light of this. Many of us know from Hilchos Purim, Hilchos Megillah, that you read Megillah inside the wall, if it's a walled city like Yerushalayim, there's also a halacha called Samuch Venira. Let's say I'm close to the walled city of Yerushalayim, maybe I also, the Gemara says, read it, Ki'ilu I am, in the old city. So if I'm right outside the walls of Yerushalayim, I'm still going to celebrate Purim on the 15th, not on the 14th. Nira sometimes works. The Gemara is a Hava Amina, that's so too for Ma'aser Sheni. That even if I'm not inside the walls of Yerushalayim, if it's Nira, I should also, Gemara Tumun Daf Chaf Aleph, I should also be able to eat Ma'aser Sheni there. Said the Briska Rav, what's up, Shah? To ask it a different way. There's no Hava Amina with Kachem Kalim, that you can eat Kachem Kalim even if it's Nira. It's only a Ma'aser Sheni Hava Amina. Says the Briska Rav, in light of this kind of an idea, that Ma'aser Sheni has to be eaten Lifnei Hashem. Kachem Kalim requires the Makom to be Kadosh. So if you're outside the walls, that Makom was not sanctified. There's no Hava Amina you could ever eat outside the walls because the place was not sanctified. But when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, it's all about Lifnei Hashem. The Hava Amina was that Lifnei Hashem, maybe as long as it's nearer, I can see in, maybe that's also called Lifnei Hashem. The Brisker Rabbanan in Perush HaTorah elaborates on how Lifnei Hashem sometimes can be like expanded a little bit. Maybe that's also called Lifnei Hashem. You're sitting in Memila and you're overlooking the old city. So, you know, my limud chutz for myself, at least for a Havmin in the Gemara, Maseches Tmura, at least on the Havmin level, I can maybe even eat my Shasheni here. Look at that. That's what my wife says, like, and that is why you should not be learning. You know, like that is it. It's summarized in one sentence. But that's the general, that's that. What I would just point out is that misvara, this actually may make a good deal of sense. I'll try to say it out. At least I'm going to say this, but to us, I think this makes sense. If you understand that Maaser Sheni is really like Kachim Kalim, it's a form of carbon that you're eating in Yerushalayim, it makes sense why Tosfos and the Chubas HaRashba are not going to be mechalik between them. Those who are mechalik, especially like this, understand as follows. Maaser Sheni is not like a carbon. What's the reason why we bring Maaser Sheni? Just because to go into Yerushalayim to learn Torah. That's what the Pesukim seem to say. To go into Yerushalayim to learn Torah. If that's true, we can appreciate in a little bit of a deeper way, maybe, what the Gevurah Yitzchak and the Brisker Rav are really talking about. That we don't care that much about the Kedushas HaMakom, was it actually sanctified or not, because it's not a carbon. It's not but, you know, like Kedushas Makom the same way. Maaser Sheni for some days are like Mamon Hedyot. It really belongs to you. You do whatever you want with it. What's not really wrong, but it belongs to you on some level. What really is the reason why I'm eating Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim? It's not a carbon. It's just there to be Lifnei Hashem. It's just there to be inside Yerushalayim, to experience either through active Talmud Torah or through osmosis, the air of Yerushalayim, and to learn in that kind of a way. If that's the pshat, that's why even the rooftops are fine, because even there, I'm still Lifnei Hashem. I'm still in the makom of Yerushalayim where I can be, it's kimitzion tete Torah, like Tova's quotes that mentioned in Babash recorded in the first year. I can still get things out of there. The Kedushas HaMakom may not be as critical at all. Do I have time for? I'm going to speak in brackets about an additional way that some are actually mechalik between Kachem Kalim and Maaser Sheni. I want to say it's a well-known Kiryas Sefer in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Rabbi Tanchum Kohn, the Rebbe in MTA, who some of you may have even had, wrote an article in a one of the Kollelian journals on YU on B'din HaShochid Al Gago Shel Heichal Uvahagdar Eschutz. What's the status of the roof of the Heichal and what's called Shchutei Chutz? In there, he talks about this, he talks about the Kiryat Sefer, and it happens to be, he refers to it as a, as Yiduim Divrei HaKiryat Sefer. Now, where is it Yiduim? It's Yiduim. Everyone knows the Kiryat Sefer. Really? When you're learning the Sugya of, you know, Kachem Kalim Maaser Sheni, you are all over this Kiryat Sefer. Who doesn't know it? What is the Kiryat Sefer? It says as follows. Fundamentally, on a Torah level, Maaser Sheni for sure has to be in Yerushalayim. Maaser Sheni has to be Lifnei Hashem. But Kachem Kalim, really in truth, could be in any ear, which is Mukaf Choma. Any wall sitting there at Yisrael, you could really fundamentally eat Kachem Kalim there. Oh, but we can't. Says the Ma'bit, that's for technical reasons. Since the animal is shechted in the old city of Yerushalayim, and there's a psul of Yotzei, so I'm not allowed to take it out. So that's why, technically, you can never take it to a Mukaf Choma, it'll become possible automatically. But if there was a Mukaf Choma city next, right next to Yerushalayim, you could theoretically eat your Maaser Sheni, even in your Kachem Kalim, sorry, even in the ear, which is Mukaf Choma. How come? How could that be? So, it happens to be, it's a really nice article. He points out, he actually quotes this Ritva also. He has a nice word from Sapolsky here. That what may emerge is as follows. Maybe the relationship between Maaser Sheni and Kachem Kalim for the Kiryas Sefer is not a question of Chumra and Kula. Quotes by Sapolsky with developing this idea that it's not Chumra and Kula. Maaser Sheni is more makel, I can eat it on rooftops, and it's not psul with yotzei, and kachem kalim is more machmir, it passes if you leave, and you can't eat on rooftops. But we see here also, there's a kula in the other direction. Maaser Sheni has to be in Yerushalayim, albeit it can be on rooftops, and kachem kalim can be in Ir Mukaf Choma, even though it has to be in a place which has certain Kedusha, and the Ir Mukaf Choma, Mishnah and Sechus Kalim, does have an extra status of Kedusha above other locations. Therefore, one way of suggesting it is as follows. It's not that Meiser Sheni is about Lifnei Hashem. That has to be in Yerushalayim. But maybe we know the definition of Lifnei Hashem doesn't always mean the same thing. And maybe what Kachim Kalim's Lifnei Hashem means, or what the Kachim Kalim is not two dinim, Lifnei Hashem plus a Makom being Kadosh, but only one din. All we care about for Kachim Kalim is the Makom Kadosh. All we care about is the Makom Kadosh. Therefore, you split. When it comes to putting everything together, when it comes to Maitre Sheni, it can be in Yerushalayim, has to be in Yerushalayim, but it can be on rooftops, and the Psalyot is not as Machmir, but it has to, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. When it comes to Kachim Kalim, the Makom has to be Kadosh, and I'm not allowed to take Kachim Kalim out of a Makom place, out of a Kadosh Makom place, but as long as the Makom is Kadosh, fundamentally, I could eat it there. It doesn't have to be Mamish Lifnei Hashem inside Yerushalayim. I could even eat it in the Ir Mukaf Choma, which means as follows. Whereas the Gvur Yitzchak and the Brisker Rav said, everyone agrees Maitre Sheni only has Lifnei Hashem. But whereas for the Brisker Rav and the Gvur Yitzchak, even more explicit, Kachim Kalim has two dinim, Lifnei Hashem plus the Makom being Kadosh, Kedushas Machane Yisrael. When it comes to the Kiryas Sefer, maybe the Pshat is different. Maybe the Pshat for Kiryas Sefer that one, Maitre Sheni only has Lifnei Hashem, and Kachim Kalim only has the need for the Makom to be Kadosh. Maybe that's all that it really requires, and the two are really split in that sense. Closed, long bracket. What we saw, at least tonight, next week we'll speak about, I think, probably the Isser of an Onim to eat Maitre Sheni, which is, a very, very important subject. And we're going to speak after that. We'll probably start speaking about Pidyon and Chilo Maitre Sheni and some of the really very, very important sugyas that Ezra Hashem will do, and hopefully, again, we're making our way through to do a good job. But we spoke tonight about where exactly Abani, inside the walls of Yerushalayim, has that compared to Karbanos. One of the major themes, one of the major questions that we've raised is how much is Maaser Sheni really considered to be like a Karban or not? Have a wonderful, wonderful night, and you can all stop listening to me talk now.